Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. During the coronavirus pandemic, we are worshiping exclusively online. This is a recording of our service. Thank you for joining us. Good morning and welcome to worship with Covenant Presbyterian Church on this beautiful spring morning. We are so glad that you are with us, and a special welcome to anyone who is joining us for the first time or the first time online. We will have the opportunity to share prayer requests with each other as we pray together this morning. To share those prayer requests, you can simply leave a comment on this live video, and those prayer requests will get to me when we come to that part of the service. We invite you to join us this Tuesday for an online coffee hour at 2:00. You can participate using a computer or a mobile device with a camera and microphone, or you can simply dial in using a regular phone. We will post the link and instructions for joining on Facebook on Tuesday morning and share those in the Covenant Corner that comes out Tuesday afternoon before coffee hour. Next Sunday, May 3rd, we will celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's Supper during our online worship. As you are able, please prepare with a small piece of bread and a small cup of juice or wine for each member of your household who is worshiping with you. May 3rd will also be Youth Sunday. On Youth Sunday, we usually welcome worship leadership from our youth. We will share pictures from some of our youth activities and events this year. So join us for Youth Sunday next Sunday as well. On May 17th, we will be honoring our high school and college and other graduates. If you have a child or grandchild or other family member who will be graduating this year, please let us know by emailing the church office. And finally, a request. Some of you have set up the space that you're using, especially for worship on Sunday mornings, so this request is a timely one. You might have candles or your Bible or a special reminder of the saints who gather with you in spirit as we worship together. My worship space has a computer and a bowl of water and a stand for my papers and a Bible and a hymnal. But the request is this: would you take a picture of the space that you are using to worship with us? Take a picture of your home worship space, share it as a comment on this video, or send it to us as a Facebook message. It doesn't matter how fancy or how plain the space is. We want to share the places that we are as we worship together. And we will show all the places that we're gathered as our slideshow when we gather for worship next week. And now, as we gather for worship today, you may want to begin with a deep breath. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Our opening hymn this morning is, Come, You Faithful, Raise the Strain. On account of God's vast mercy, we have been born anew into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Without fear, let us confess our sins. Almighty God, when you raised Jesus from the grave, you shattered the power of sin and death. We confess that we remain captive to doubt and fear, bound by the ways that lead to death. We overlook the poor and the hungry and pass by those who mourn. We turn away from the cries of the oppressed and dismiss calls for peace. We look down on those who are weak, and we abuse the earth you created. Forgive us, God of mercy. Help us to trust your power to change our lives and make us new. Teach us the joy of abundant life you give us through Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. Friends, hear the good news. Jesus carried our sins in his body on the cross. He did this so that we might live in righteousness, healed and set free from sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Friends, forgiven and freed, we are beloved siblings, children of God. May the peace of Christ be with you. We have a show and tell on the screen. I asked you to share the coffee cups that you have, some of the go-to coffee cups that are accompanying you, maybe especially during this time, as we are so many of us at home alone together. I want to share the coffee cup that I'm using this morning right now. It's plain on one side. It has the Harvard College Library logo on the other side. And this is a big, wide coffee cup at the top. And so here's a story about coffee cups. I sometimes fill up my coffee cup with water to make tea or with coffee that needs to be warmed back up again and heat that up in the microwave. And there have been times when I've done that and taken my coffee cup out of the microwave and stepped around the corner to walk over to the table, like where I'm sitting right now, and I hear someone else starting to run through the kitchen. And I heard them coming, and I stopped just in time, so nobody crashed or spilled. There was no mess made in the making of this story. But it's surprising how fast it can happen. It's surprising how fast we can run into each other, especially when we are all together in spaces that we aren't used to having everybody all together in these spaces all the time. I wonder, especially for the kids who may be with us this morning, I wonder if you ever crash into other people in your house or if somebody else crashes into you while they're playing or you are playing, it can be really easy for us to crash into each other right now because so many of us are spending extra time around parents and siblings and others in our households. And it can be extra important for us to show some extra love and care and patience to each other as we spend this time, more of us home for more of the day than usual. I wonder how you might be showing extra care and love to the other people in your family, the other people in your space with you right now. Your parents and your grandparents might want to say an extra thank you for the ways that you are caring for each other right now. Our scripture reading this morning is going to ask us how we are living right now. Right now, during this time when we are stuck at home, trying to avoid the spread of the coronavirus, and this time right now after Easter, when we are thinking about what Jesus' resurrection means in our world. This reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 25. And I invite you to join me first in our prayer for illumination. God of life, send us your Holy Spirit. Make our hearts holy places for Christ to dwell. Teach us to speak words of hope and show us how to live in Christ's resurrection. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 13. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Discipline yourselves. Set all your hope on the grace that Jesus Christ will bring you when he is revealed. Like obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires that you formerly had in ignorance. Instead, as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. For it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." If you invoke as Father the one who judges all people impartially according to their deeds, live in reverent fear during the time of your exile. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Now that you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, so that you have genuine mutual love, love one another deeply from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord endures forever. That word is the good news that was announced to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you. Here's another story about coffee cups. This one's a little preachy, but that's what they call this time. There was a disciple sitting with their spiritual teacher drinking coffee together. And to make a point, the teacher bumped the disciple on their arm and the student spilled their coffee all over the table. And the spiritual teacher said to the disciple, "Why did you spill coffee on the table?" And the student said, "Well, because you bumped my arm, of course." And the teacher said, "No, you're wrong. You spilled coffee on the table because your cup is full of coffee. If your cup had been full of tea, you would have spilled tea. Whatever you fill your cup with, that's what will spill out." And that's why you don't want a spiritual teacher, because they're messy and because they make you see what's inside of yourself. A lot of us have been seeing what's inside the cup lately. There have been a lot of cups spilling for various reasons. Interpersonally, our cups might spill, especially if we are isolated with other people, because all of a sudden we have fewer choices of whom to spend our time with. Or socially, we might see that our cups are spilling. We see what's inside them when we look at the demographics of how the coronavirus and the precautions taken around the coronavirus have impacted different groups of people in different ways, and the ways that those different impacts have been based on histories of racism and economic oppression and other ways of separating people from each other. Internally, you might see what's spilling from your cup if you are spending more time with yourself than you otherwise would, more time alone, more time noticing what is inside yourself. You might be recognizing your own reactions to those external situations. You may be noticing how the ways that you are reacting come from what's already inside you. No matter what else we are finding about ourselves, we know that we are stuck at home with our own worst habits and our own deepest needs. That's always true, it's just much clearer when things get rough like this. It's always true that what spills out is what we had filled ourselves with in the first place. Peter is one of those spiritual teachers you probably don't want. He's super messy, and he's completely willing to say those things that you might wish no one had said. We introduced 1 Peter last week. We're reading this letter from the New Testament during the Easter season, because 1 Peter deals with how we live now that Christ is risen. The first letter of Peter may have been written by Peter himself very late in his life, or it might have been written by one of Peter's followers sometime after Peter's death. Either way, it was written at a time when the Roman Empire was becoming a bigger and bigger threat to Christians. Trial and conflict were starting to meet the Christians wherever they found themselves within the Roman Empire, and especially there in Rome. And that meant that it was becoming more and more important how Christians lived. That is, Peter knows that it matters how we fill our cups, because he was living through a time when our cups got spilled. Peter knows the promise, of course. He says it right there. We were ransomed from futility with the precious blood of Christ, who was known before the foundation of the world. He knows that promise has been there from the beginning. And he knows that the world isn't there yet. He also finishes that sentence, "Christ will be revealed at the end of the ages for your sake." which means that on the one hand, the world is already redeemed, and on the other hand, God is still completing God's purposes for the world. The world is not done yet, which means that we still live between that beginning and that end. We live in a world that belongs to Christ and always has, and we are still living toward Christ's redemption of the world. That's kind of what this Easter season feels like, isn't it? And if that was true in Peter's time, it's even as much true in ours right now. Even in the midst of a pandemic, the world belongs to Christ. Even in the midst of a pandemic, God can use us to transform the world so that it grows closer to God's intention for that world. Even in the midst of this pandemic, the shape of the world depends in part on how we live in the world. And how we live in the world depends on whom we obey. Peter finishes that sentence that I've touched on a couple of times there, finishes that sentence, "Through Christ you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and your hope are set on God. So now your souls have been purified by obedience to the truth, so that you have genuine mutual love." When Peter says obedience there, when he started with talking about being obedient children, he's using a word that actually at its root means listen. Just like the word obey actually means listen in Hebrew as well. Remember, Peter was Jewish all his life. He died before Judaism and Christianity grew fully apart into distinct religions. That Hebrew word listen that sits underneath the word obey here, it points to a response, but it also points to learning. It points to a question about the way that listening and responding shapes us, the way that listening and responding changes who we are inside. So how we live, what happens when you see what's inside of us, that reflects whom and what we listen to. And whom and what we listen to in turn shapes the way that we live and shapes the world that we live in. There are plenty of voices to listen to. The question is, which voices are teaching us better to trust God and to love each other more deeply? Some of those voices right now are those understandable pressures to return to what's normal and familiar. It's hard to be in transition, in change, in flux, in the way that we are. But we can also hear other voices. We can also listen to the voices of people of color who are suffering worse from coronavirus because they've suffered for generations from structural and environmental racism that have changed their landscape of underlying health conditions and access to resources. We can listen to the voices of people who live in poverty for whom the situation has always been this bad. We can listen to the voices of people who are in jail or prison who are disproportionately impoverished or people of color themselves, people for whom this normal that we want to return to has never worked. And we can listen to the voices of our neighbors who find themselves having to choose between ensuring their own personal safety and the well-being of their family and going out to earn income to continue to sustain and support their families, because normal, as we call it, has limited the options to those two ways of being. And you can listen to that voice within yourself. We can listen to that voice inside ourselves that knows what we are truly hungry and thirsty for. We can listen to that voice inside ourselves that knows whom we most want to reach out to, those whom we most need to connect with in whatever way we can right now. And we can hear the voice of God speaking to us in Scripture, in Psalms, in silent prayer, in the time that we spend together here in worship. And we can listen to the voice of God speaking in those other voices that also teach us how to love God, how to love each other, and how to live during this strange time. Will you pray with me? O Lord, you are still working out your purposes for this world, even in the midst of danger and uncertainty. Give us grace to listen for your call in all things. Give us wisdom to respond with joyful obedience, so that our lives might be part of your good news in the world, to Christ's glory. Amen. Our second hymn is probably a new one to you. I thought it was especially appropriate for a reading that finds us in between the foundations of the world and the fullness of time, when we find ourselves navigating through what seems to be a dark and confusing time. The hymn is "Joyful is the Dark." Thank you. We come now to our time of prayer, and we lift up the joys and the concerns that are with us. We lift up prayers today for Ron Vanderlinden, who is a friend of Pam Rhee's neighbor. Ron is in Mercy Hospital with COVID-19 and failing kidneys. We pray for the family of Karen Chemnitz, who died unexpectedly last week. Karen was a former co-worker of Pam Rhee's. We pray with joy for Finn Kyle Freeberg, the new grandson of Marv Freeberg. Welcome, Finn. We pray for Matt Kellogg, who was released from the hospital after a mental health crisis last month. We pray for the Kellogg family, and we pray for all who care for people dealing with mental health issues. We pray for Bernie Sailor, who is celebrating his 90th birthday next Friday. Please see the Covenant Corner for his mailing address to send him a card. We pray for immigrants and refugees as they experience additional confusion, fear, and upheaval during this pandemic time. And we pray for the people of North and South Korea amid uncertainty about the health status of Kim Jong-un. We gather all these prayers together and we lift them up before God. So let us pray. We come near to you, O Lord, because you are good. Your faithful love is forever. We pray to you, Lord, our Savior, God of our salvation, answer us with grace. We give you thanks and praise, O God, because you have become our salvation. By your grace we have everlasting life. And so we are bold to lift up these prayers for your world. We pray for Ron. We pray for Karen. We pray for Finn. We pray for Matt. We pray for Bernie. We pray for immigrants and refugees. And we pray for the people of North and South Korea. We lift up as well these prayers that are held in the silence of our hearts. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. Almighty God, your Son set us free from death and opened our way into everlasting life. Make us new through your Holy Spirit, so that the resurrection of our Lord might raise us up from sin into righteousness. We pray through the risen Christ, who prays with us as we say together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Children of God, we are chosen by God to become a holy priesthood, offering up spiritual sacrifices through Jesus Christ. That's our offering invitation during the time of Easter. And that line about being a holy priesthood is part of why I want pictures of where you are worshiping right now, the space that you are gathered in as you worship with us. So there's a reminder, please take a picture before we finish worship and either post it on the comments of this video or send it to us as a Facebook message or an email. Here are just a few of the gifts that Covenant has shared in this last week. Jerry Castor, this was a couple weeks ago, made arrangements to cut down a tree that had been damaged in a storm that was threatening the Head Start playground areas. And the tree was cut down. Brian and Karsten and Carter Barker cut that tree up this week, and they cleaned up the yard, so thank you to the Barker family. Thank you to Jerry for getting that tree taken care of. Laura Schieber organized a virtual scavenger hunt for Covenant kids to play together at home on Wednesday night. And we had several kids join us to run through their houses and find things to gather for our virtual scavenger hunt. So thank you to Laura for that. And I also offer a moment for mission today from the Faith and Grace Garden. The Faith and Grace Garden continues to work even during this time of physical distancing. This is a picture of the inside of the new greenhouse at the Faith and Grace Garden, where many, many, many new plant starts have begun, not only for the Faith and Grace Garden, but for other donation gardens around the metro area. The Faith and Grace Garden is now planting potatoes and onions and doing some maintenance. Mark Marshall says that he would welcome your help in the garden. In order to limit the spread of COVID-19, they are limiting volunteer opportunities so that we can keep better physical space from each other. So if you'd like to volunteer, please contact Mark at growthefood.org. And he can help arrange a convenient time for you to safely work in the garden. We celebrate the mission of Faith and Grace Garden and the work Covenant and all our mission partners do during this time. You can give online at wdmcovenant.org/donate or mail your check to the church. Please join in our prayer of dedication. Eternal God, we praise you that Christ has conquered death and raised us up into new life. By your Spirit, bless the gifts we offer to you. Let our lives be signs of Christ's life, and let everything we do reflect his love, with thanksgiving and glory to you forever. Amen. And our closing hymn this morning is Because You Live, O Christ. Thank you. Christ is risen. Everything is complete. So join in prayer, love each other sincerely, serve each other as good stewards of God's gifts. And in everything, let God be honored through Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, one God, to whom be honor and power forever and always. Amen. Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.